Phoneboy Speaks, episode 295, Reducing Your Attack Surface.
One of the things that I like about moving, or you know, at least attempting to move from WordPress to Jekyll as a content management system is something that we talk about in InfoSec on occasion. It's called reducing your attack surface, right? So a lot of the measures that we take in information security are not necessarily, you know, reducing vulnerabilities by getting rid of things that really aren't necessary, right? So, you know, you put firewalls in place to, one of the reasons you put firewalls in place is to make it more difficult for people to reach your systems, but that's just one thing, right? Back in the old days when we used to have to, we didn't have appliances that ran that were security gateways or whatever. We had to take a general purpose appliance and basically, you know, disable a bunch of the unneeded services, right? And the reason you do that is because you want to reduce the number of ways that somebody might be able to get into your system. And so if you think about the typical WordPress site, right? Typical WordPress site has a number of different ways that you could potentially exploit the system. One of them's obviously WordPress itself, right? WordPress, comes out with security patches on a fairly regular basis, and you generally install them because you want, you don't want to get hacked, right? Now, what is WordPress built on? Well, WordPress is built on PHP, right? That means PHP. It's going to have security vulnerabilities, and again, those are a little harder to take advantage of. But they'd come in through WordPress, and perhaps they would find a vulnerability through WordPress, and exploit some PHP vulnerability. I mean, people sort of cascade vulnerabilities on a fairly regular basis, so that's not unheard of, and certainly not uncommon. And then you've got the Apache web server or whatever web server you're running stuff on, right? So, and then obviously if you want to take it a step further, you talk about other services that are running on that same system and how accessible are they? But we know WordPress and PHP both have security vulnerabilities on a fairly regular basis and need to be patched and stuff. And so the nice thing about Jekyll is that it just uses static web pages, right? Which means that and the dynamic content all happens on the client side. So you could potentially add JavaScript or whatever. And in fact, the version of my blog I'm working on right now actually has Discuss integration, which is a third party service specifically to deal with comments. And so I like the idea of it, but I don't like the idea that the stuff is somewhere else, but it's also not hosted on my site. So I don't need to have, that's the thing. I don't need to be running MySQL either, right? We're now, in fact, you could actually even host the Jekyll, a site that's generated with the Jekyll system. You could actually host it on an S3 back storage. And so, you eliminate pretty much all the security vulnerabilities in your site. You're serving up static pages. There's no way to change those pages without, compromising like the machine that I'm running all of that I'm running Jekyll on. Or you're very limited to, okay, yeah, you can still break in via SSH or unless it's a Amazon S3 store, in which case you probably can't get in that way. But anyway, long and the short of it is that by going with this, yes, I'm having to do a little bit more work to generate content and whatnot and put it out on the web. But really, this is a prime example of reducing your attack surface, right? I'm eliminating things in the environment, in my stack of stuff, right, that has security vulnerabilities. And just by getting rid of those things, right, I now have less stuff to maintain. Keeping Apache or NGIX or Ningix or whatever the web server is, up to date, that's pretty straightforward, right? And in fact, in some environments, if I'm using the S3 back storage, for instance, there's nothing for me to maintain. It's all in the cloud, right? And Amazon can allow access to it or whatever, they have to keep their stuff clean, but it's also just static web pages. There is no way in, at least using the content on the website. Amazon themselves may have vulnerabilities or the web server, but again, exploiting those becomes much more difficult because at least on my content, right, there's nothing that you'll be able to to use to, like, there's no admin interface to attack or whatever, because it's all off-site basically. So this is this is a very sort of common thing that we do in InfoSec, right? It's a way of, you know, keeping things secure. And yeah, one thing you definitely want to do is reduce your attack surface. And you know, that does limit the ways that people can get in and potentially cause harm to your systems, your data, your users, whichever.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.